I've been working on the railroad. I've always had trouble with the boss, even when I was self-employed. Why do I have to sit there for 8 hours when I can finish the day's work in 57 minutes? And there was a flaw on the face of the office clock, a fly-specker mole between 5 and 6, where the eye went naturally, as if to the corner of an otherwise impeccable woman's lips. I kissed that flaw in my mind over and over because I had nothing else to do. The idea of work is fine, but must we put every idea into practice? The trees, which I sometimes catch waving to me, seem content in every weather, as if they were continuously employed actors, and when the script calls for caress, the willow bends and draws its leaves delicately across the grass. If violence, the oak twists and snaps, the palm leans back its heavy head in the storm, frond hair whipping madly. On the other hand, trees are never permitted to leave the office. I have been working so long, I forget sometimes what job I'm doing, and instead of teaching, grab my students by the belt and collar and stack them floor to ceiling, thinking I am back at my cement factory job. What's amazing is how little they complain, and my evaluations come out nearly identical to those times I actually teach something. Perhaps in the end, all work is equally forgotten, and the transmission of knowledge, a long train crossing Kansas at 3 a.m., a glowing tube, full of dreaming passengers.